John, are the mic's on?
Hello?
Hello, hello?
Okay, Sharon McNair.
Hello.
There we go.
Present.
Okay. Would you Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner, excused absence. Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Larrera.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel. Here. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alonzo Brown, excused absence. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimry Orendorf.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett. Excused absence, right?
Yes.
And Afia Wangaza?
Afia's right here.
Okay. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have two sets of minutes. One from February 21st, the other from March 5th. They were sent out on yesterday morning by Richard Uzel. If you all will take a look at those. Let's take the first set first, February 21st. Is there any corrections to the minutes?
Yes, there are.
I didn't see. Good, Nia?
Yeah. This is by my notepad.
Is this on? Can you hear
you
me?
There you go.
Okay, sorry. I have my notes here. For March 21st, February 21st, we're... I just have my notes, Richard, so I guess you need to find it, please, where I made the motion. The exact wording is objection to the consideration of the question. You had something. It was paraphrased, but that's the terminology that I used. That's in Robert's Rules.
Okay. If you will type it up and send it to me, I'll put your exact phrases.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Are there any other corrections to the February 21st meeting? Minutes. Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved. The March 5th meeting, are there any corrections to the March 5th minutes?
Isn't that executive session, right? Was it open session, George, or executive session?
It was open session. Hearing none, the March 5th minutes are approved. We now have 5 minutes for acknowledgments. This is a period of open time when people can acknowledge anyone in the network, anyone that they think needs to be acknowledged in terms of Pacifica. And Dorothy Height passed this Tuesday at the age of 98. She was a longtime civil rights leader, chair, and past president of the National Council of Negro Women. Her nephew, Campbell Johnson, is on the board, and I'd ask him to speak in honor of his aunt.
Thank you very much, George. It's very difficult to speak of someone who you've known all of your life, at least for me, and known as a family member, as well as someone who accomplished great things. And I just would be remiss if I did not mention that among the honorees, she was one of the honorees at WPFW's 30th anniversary several years ago. And she's someone who I learned from a lesson that my grandfather also had shared with me, that, you know, there's almost no limit to what you can accomplish if it doesn't make any difference who gets the credit. And I heard this again in one of the brief biographical statements that was mentioned in the past few days, and I would hope that that kind of spirit of contribution without the desire or focus on reward would be something that would be the motivator for us in Pacifica as well. I know that we're involved in a great work that a lot of people wouldn't be happy to see. I know that my aunt was in the same situation when she, for many years, involved in the civil rights struggle, as well as involved in struggles with women's rights in a very subtle fashion, she was able to carry both of these issues forward in a way such that when people talked about the Big Six, well, lo and behold, there was a woman there who wasn't just going to get donuts and coffee. Okay, she had a statement to make, and she had a lot to do that was very significant for the country and for its spirit and for where it should be going, and the consciousness that I think we all need to have. This was something that's profound during the Jim Crow era, and I could go into stories about my grandfather and his relationship and telling her about Murray McLeod Bethune and Phyllis Wheatley Why, and saying that, you know, you should go over there and do this and that. Now, if I had followed his directions as to go over here and do this and that, I'd probably been a lot farther along than I am in life today. But at any rate, she did, and she accomplished great and wonderful things, not so much for herself, but for the people on whose behalf she was advocating. And I think that this is the kind of thing that we should keep in mind, of selfless contribution and not for personal reward, that I think would be a profound message in regards to her. Marcel Reed is fellow board member from WPFW, and she's indicated to me how personally she, my aunt's life had touched her. She was involved in the National Council of Negro Women for many years, Delta Sigma Theta, and this was one of those things that I guess, much as I had been told some things, this is what you do, she received a message, this is what you do, and she did. So these are the kinds of things, and in some ways that you might be aware of or have seen, that you can understand. When we came back from Germany, we stayed with my Aunt Dorothy for a period of time until my father got a house on Long Island. And these are some significance. I'll just share with you one other story. And that is, last December, we happened to be together, and, you know, we were eating, and she said, you know, Campbell, it was this time of year, early December, that I was having dinner with Campbell and Ruby, my grandfather and grandmother. My grandfather's Colonel Campbell Johnson. She said, and, you know, Campbell got a call, and he had to put on his uniform and leave for something secret. And I thought I'd just share that with you, because that was December 7th, and this was when Pearl Harbor occurred, and my grandfather was a bird colonel in the Army at the time. And so there are kinds of small things and also some rather significant things. I think they're significant in terms of what we translate them to for our lives. And I would just hope that this would be the kind of thing that would be shared by Pacifica as it moves forward to meet the challenges that it faces in the future. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashe.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Sean.
Yeah, I'd just like to acknowledge the hard work of our coordinating committee, and in particular our point man. Where is he? Our point man in Los Angeles, Rico Ross. Is he at the table?
No.
Oh, well, here Rico, I am giving Rico him had to credit, go to work. And he ain't even here. Okay. No, but nonetheless, I think we should all give a round of applause to the coordinating committee who put this on, sometimes under difficult circumstances, and Mr. Rico Ross, who really was the point man here in Los Angeles. Thank you, Rico.
Nia.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. In addition to Dr. Height, also we lost Ben Hooks. I'd like to acknowledge Ben Hooks. I would like to also acknowledge Mumia and Lynn, who are still in captivity and are struggling to get out. It is hoped that one day that they will. And I'd also like to acknowledge Marcel sitting right next to me, who brought the idea of the let's move to the board, and we are acting on it. Arlene has done a great job doing that. I'd like to acknowledge her for that. Thank you.
Leslie.
Two acknowledgments, one to add to Sean's. Our wonderful staff and LSB members who also worked hard to make this weekend wonderful for all of us. And following on the note of Lynn Stewart Mumia and people held in captivity, a shout out to our brothers and sisters in Arizona that just went turned into a police state today with the signing of SB 1070. My prayers and my strength are with all of them.
Bill.
I'd just like to thank all the folks from KPFK who helped with the logistics of the meeting and transportation and the hospitality over the station. And thank
you. Use your mic, Bill.
Okay. Just want to thank all the people from KPFK who helped us with your hospitality and transportation and of course, keeping your station running and going. Thank you all.
And particularly Jennifer Kaiser, who put together the excellent program and excellent dinner. She didn't cook it, but she arranged it.
She coordinated
that we had this evening. I want to acknowledge our GM, Dwayne Bradley. It was our 40th anniversary this year, and he used the opportunity to get one of the local, more or less avant-garde museums to do a whole 3-week piece of exhibiting memorabilia from the history of the station, as well as an opportunity for anybody who shows up and wants to contribute to that history to make an oral statement, which will be recorded and kept as part of the process. So I thought it was a great way of publicizing, of using the opportunity presented by the 40th anniversary to reach out and publicize the network and its work.
And a beautiful T-shirt that they had, too.
Campbell?
Yes, I just wanted to recognize one of our WPFW directors, Kimberly Orendorf, who's celebrating 25 years with Pacifica and WPFW.
It's not really an acknowledgement. I just wanted everyone to remember that the commemoration of the Armenian Genocide is this weekend as well, because we often forget that entire event altogether except here in Los Angeles. So I believe tomorrow is the anniversary. Thank you.
Any others? Alex?
To reiterate and expand on that last point, WBAI is doing a special on the Armenian Genocide tomorrow. And I also want to acknowledge Mumia Abu-Jamal, whose birthday is tomorrow. And we have some special programming that's about to happen at some of the stations, at least.
Okay. Anyone else?